Well, congratulations, everybody. We made it to verse 3 of the Bible. I see crickets. No one knows. Okay, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. There we go. And I'm actually going to read probably, not probably, I will read 3 through 5, but I'm really only going to focus on verse 3. I'm just weird like that. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Evening and morning were the first day. Now I'm just going to go back and read the other ones, just because. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And evening and morning were the first day. Pop quiz. What day did God start creating things?
Monday.
Sunday. I think it would have took a little bit longer. Why Sunday? Let everybody know. I thought you said Sunday.
No, I said Monday.
Nope, Sunday.
On the seventh day, he rested.
Which is normally Saturday back in the day.
No.
The Sabbath was Saturday, traditionally. So you started creating on Sunday. So if you're ever on Jeopardy, there it is. That's the winning question. That's the winning answer for... And you don't have to believe me. It's right in front of you in the Bible. Yeah. On the seventh day, he rested. The seventh day is the Sabbath. The Sabbath was Saturday. It took him how many days? Back up 6 days. Boom. So we made it to verse 3. One thing I want you to pay attention to, first of all, is this is the first words ever recorded that God spoke. God said, "Let there be light." Another Jeopardy question, the first words spoken by God in the Bible is, "Let there be light." But the huge thing that people have a tendency to overlook, that I think is hilarious because it always turns into an argument with certain people. God created light. Verse 3. And God said, "Let there be light." He didn't create the sun and the moon until verse 14, 15, and 16. 16, actually. He created light. He didn't create the sun to make light. He created light independently from the moon and the sun. He won't make the moon and the sun until the next day. I like that because we have scientists who want to say that light can't be independent from anything else. I disagree. God made light before he made the moon and the sun. So we see that God is creating, and I want you to notice that he's creating light independence from the laws of the universe. We forget God is outside the laws of this universe. He's creating from outside. We're within the laws. He is not. God is not. The laws of lights are also being created along with light itself during these days of creation. This is where people want to argue with science and the book of the Bible and the Genesis can't coexist. I completely disagree with them. He's the one who created the so-called restrictions. So he's obviously free of his own creation. He's free of those restrictions. And if you don't believe that, not everyone will believe that. But the bottom line is you don't believe the Bible. You don't believe that God created the heaven and the earth. You don't believe that God created the universe. We don't see him as being the creator God in the first place. And I've said more than one time, and I'll probably say it more than one time again, that if you can get past Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, you've got the whole Bible licked. You know, I made those two examples of those two families that died. One's total chaos and one's not. One of the reasons is one believes the Bible. So I really feel Genesis, when people start saying, you can test their theology and how they believe as a Christian, whether they believe in Genesis or not. Because the same people that don't believe in Genesis, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, are the same people that probably believe they can lose their salvation. The same ones that probably believe, well, there's another religion that can lead you to Christ. Once again, nonsense. 100% nonsense. One way to heaven, God created everything. We are literally created beings trying to put God into our pattern and our formula. We'll get to that. So why did he create the light before the sun and the stars? Anybody have an idea? I believe he created light before he created the moon and the sun. Number one, to let me ask this awkward question so I can try to give you an awkward answer. But two, it's going to test your faith. It's 100% going to test your faith as a Christian. Are you going to believe science? Who doesn't know that scientists are humans? Well, I guess some people think there's reptile people out there. I don't know. That's even weirder. But scientists were all born of a woman as well. So they're all a created being. So scientists, you're going to believe the world, you're going to believe your culture, or you're going to believe the Bible. And God said, let there be light. So you're going to give credit to God, or you're going to give credit to man who can explain why they think God did this. So many Christians want to give God the absolute bare minimum of credit for creating the universe. God doesn't play that. It's not something he's going to do. When you don't believe that God created the heaven and the earth, you don't believe that God said, let there be light, and he created light before the moon and the stars, you're taking away God's all-power, all-powerful creating the universe in six literal days. You're taking away God. You're trying to make God human. It doesn't work like that. God's completely powerful without any type of restrictions. So that forces us to either believe Genesis 1, chapter 1, or not. But I 100%, if there was another way of believing this, 100%, if you question this, you're questioning your entire theology. You're questioning all of Christianity over Genesis. I'm telling you, I'm so guilty. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, oh, well, God created all this and then evolution took over. No, he didn't do it like that. The Bible says God created everything in 6 days, including us. We try to put a label on God, a man-made label of how things happened, instead of just having faith that God did this. Which is the higher authority, God or some culture scientist? God said, let there be light, and there was light. There was no sun, there was no moon, there was no stars. He just created light. God spoke it into existence. I talked last week about John 1, where it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was with God in the beginning. And it goes on and said, nothing was made that was not made. In Jesus is the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Comprehend it not. It's the same point that Genesis 1 makes. Without the light of Jesus, you're living in darkness. Without understanding God created light first, you're living in darkness. Remember, the physical and the spiritual life cannot begin apart from light unless God illuminates our souls. We're lost. Some of us, that you might still remember, in science class, light travels slowly through water. I had to look it up. I didn't remember from science class. It's true. Light travels slower going through water. But the thing they don't really understand is, why does it pick up speed when it gets through the water? It's just light. Why does it gain speed? What is it doing? They can't understand it. You know, quantum physics, they have very good working theories. They have this or that. It changes throughout the years. I think humans get a little smarter. But that doesn't demonstrate the light's extraordinary properties. There are some things at Genesis that are crystal clear about God. God created the heaven and the earth. He created it in 6 days. I was going to say 24-hour days, but do you know they actually add a minute or so to a day every year? Which is odd, because it's not exactly 24. It's like 23:58 or 23:57, something odd like that. But to get a better understanding on Genesis and how God created light just by speaking it, we need to look at the book of Job. Towards the end of the book, Job suffers. He's suffering. His suffering becomes so much he can't bear it. And he finally begins to complain to God, questioning God. And he starts asking God, Lord, what are you doing? And it's one of my favorite absolute parts of Job. God speaks out of a whirlwind. He shows up and he starts questioning Job. And I'm just going to read a few verses, God's response here from Job chapter 28 through 41. And the Bible says, then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind and said, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? That's a heavy question from God. Think about it. Who is this? You're speaking without knowledge. You're speaking on something you don't know anything about. Then the Lord says, now prepare yourself like a man, gird up your loins like a man, and I will question you and you will answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurement? Surely you know. Who put the stars in its place? To where was the foundations fastened? Who laid its cornerstones? Who laid its cornerstones when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut up the seas with doors so they wouldn't burst forth like a womb? Were you there when I made the clouds its garments and its thick darkness of swaddling bands, when I fixed the limits for it and set the barred doors and said, don't move? That's a little hillbilly translation there. He said, the barred, don't move. Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it? Have you entered the springs of the sea? Have you walked in search of the depths of the bottom of the ocean? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, Job? Have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Does the hawk fly by your wisdom or spread its wings towards the south? Shall the one who commands the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer. Job, so tell me, how does the universe work? Walk me through it, since you have so much understanding. Explain it to me. Somebody said, and I disagree with him a little bit, because to me it's very simple. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to explain it away. God made light before he made the sun and the moon. It says it right here in the Bible. I don't have to understand it. And I've said once and twice before, I probably won't even ask God, hey, how'd you do that? I won't be focused on any of that. I don't know. Maybe after a couple thousand years, it'll pop up and I'll say them. But in verse 43, 42, Job repents and says, Lord, I've spoken what I did not understand. Things are too wonderful for me to know. Genesis 1 is the chapter of the Bible where science and scripture actually coincide. We don't have to understand it. We don't have to. We just have to know it happened. But I believe Christians, not all, but we all know that one or two people that say this, we approach Genesis 1 with an attitude, you know, God, you got some explaining to do. There's some things here that don't quite fit science. And this doesn't work if I can't explain it. God, you tell me why you did this. How is this? And that's our society about science. And God comes right back at you and says, how about you explain it to me? Were you there? You explain to me why the stars are strung in a place. I forget the scientific term, but do you know if you remove the moon, everything will collapse? If you move one planet out of place, the gravity will infect everything and everything will collapse. One little tiny thing gets moved. It was all placed in perfect order, in perfect harmony. But in the first chapter of Genesis, we develop a healthy sense of awe and reverence toward the power and greatness of God. And it's okay to prod and ask questions, but never lose that sense of awe and reverence for the Creator God, who created everything. But remember who we're talking to. As soon as we start talking about the mysteries of the universe, we're moving into a territory that is well outside our realm of expertise, well outside our knowledge of, and our understanding. We think we're unraveling the universe and the mysteries of the universe when truth is, and my partner said this, we're nothing but infants playing in a mud puddle. We think we have this great understanding. Just remember, we are not God's equal on any level whatsoever. We are nowhere near his intellectual level. The very existence of the field of science and quantum physics proves that we are not on God's equal on any level whatsoever. If we understand and know everything about God, the most logical conclusion is we don't know anything. How could we? He created us. We didn't create him. We walk by faith. We walk by faith in all areas where we don't have understanding. He's proven himself to us as to be absolutely truthful, 100% honest, trustworthy, and good. Because we have a history with God. Just your history of you being born, you can look back in your lives and see how God protected you. That's what we based our faith on, what we've seen him do for us. We exercise our faith, our blind faith, by the understanding of what he's done for us. We have informed faith, the reason to trust him and give him the benefit of the doubt. Make sure your view of God is not big enough to allow some room for mystery. God is greater than you and I. He is. Leave room in your theology and your belief system as Christians to understand that God is bigger than we are. This isn't just the principle for Genesis 1:1. This is the principle for life. Because you're going to go through some stuff. We're going to go through some times where we're not going to be able to understand it. We're going to go through trying times in our lives where we're going to be frustrated and God's not going to tell us what happened. We can't understand what's going on. He's not going to give us an answer. But we have to have that faith that God is in control. And I think sometimes in reality, we wouldn't understand what was going on, even if God tried to tell you, boom, touch you, give you full 100% knowledge, you could not comprehend it. We don't have enough faith. We don't understand what's going on around us when we should. I'm going to be at peace knowing that I don't understand everything. God loves me. God is good. And that's enough. Leave room for your walk with God to be a mystery. God's good. He's faithful. He's kind. He's gracious. He's generous. He's merciful. Our circumstances in the universe is going to be a mystery to us, but God is not. The Bible tells us God has been revealed clearly through Christ Jesus. The disciples ask us, Jesus, show us God. And he says, I don't have to show you God, because if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We know what he's like. We know his personality. We know his character. Our circumstances may be a mystery, but the character of our God never is. There's a lot of times where life, we don't get what's going on, and we don't understand our circumstances. We never have to wonder about the character of God. Never. We change. He is exactly the same since the very beginning. We don't have to understand it. We know it's true 100% of the time. You know, I kind of purposely went through 1, 2, and 3 in 3 weeks. Because you need to dig inside yourselves. And normally when I say I'm talking about me too. Not just those I'm speaking to. We need to look inside ourselves and realize, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God spoke the words, let there be light. Because the basis of Genesis is going to show you who you are as a Christian by what you believe. I got some coworkers and I got some friends that will sit there and argue science and Genesis all day. And that just tells me they don't have faith. And you can see when their life turns to chaos, they don't have nothing to lean on because they doubt something very simple. And I've been meaning to look this term up, but when I was in college here, there's a term where you can verify science. I can verify a historical event. And I'm trying to think of one without aging anybody in here. We'll just use September 11th. Most of us were alive when that happened. So we can verify the event because we were there. We kind of saw it happen. And I'm sure if we look around, there's probably people that might remember Pearl Harbor. You don't have to raise your hand if you don't want to. We were there. We remember witnessing that event. So because my grandfather was there, I can say that I've heard it from my eyewitness. So that event has been verified. Because one generation can invent another one because there's an eyewitness for there. That is riddled throughout the Bible. Where one person brings up an event because they've seen it. My grandfather's seen this. King such and such seen this. King David's seen this. This person was here. They've seen this happen. And that goes all the way back to Genesis. Now, was there anybody witnessing the birth of how everything happened? No. God told Moses, and Moses wrote it down. That's just how it is. But when they can get you, when the devil can get you, arguing over the first 3 verses of the Bible, think about what he can get you arguing on anything. My Jehovah Witnesses friends there, they changed one word of the Bible. One word. Anybody know what that word is? A to is. Jesus is God. Jesus is a God. Completely different meaning. They can say, you're going to be a God just like Jesus. Nonsense. 100% nonsense. But when you start doubting the very foundation of the Bible, you need to watch yourselves. And I'm talking to myself too. You know, before I let us get out of here, huge Ancient Aliens fan back in the day. When it first came out, that show fascinated me. And then slowly I start watching it and I start realizing this is nonsense. It's not only nonsense, it's heresy. That show is still on the air to this day. I think 15 years now it's been on the air. Yeah. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, give us strength. Strength to understand the Bible. Father, don't let the devil try to trick us. Father, we got a lot of stuff going on in society nowadays, Father. We're getting taught theories in school. These theories in school have been told us that they're facts when they're not. We are completely at war. We don't see what's going on around us. Father, give us strength to open our eyes so we can understand what's going on. So we can understand what time that we're living in. What time frame we're living in. Father, give us faith to believe that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And I say this in your Son's name. Amen.